Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Money. Batting second. The right fielder, Dave May. Batting third. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fourth. The left fielder, John Briggs. Batting fifth. The catcher, Darryl Porter. Batting sixth. The DH, Mike Hegan. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bob Coluccio. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tim Johnson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bill Champion. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Rich Coggins. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting third. The DH, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Don Baylor. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Earl Williams. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Wayne Garland. And now, play ball. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. May moves to second. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger misplays the ball. That's an error on Bellinger. May moves to third. Scott moves to second. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Blair. Porter reaches second base with a double. May scores. Scott scores. Briggs goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Brewers. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1. With the score, the Brewers 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Johnson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis takes first base on ball four. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Grich reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount strikes out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-1 in the game. Money hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor strikes out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive towards the mound. Garland reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Scott strikes out. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Briggs hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0-for-1 in the game. Coggins hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Porter is hit by the pitch. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Porter moves to third. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0-for-1 in the game. Coluccio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Porter scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-0, Brewers. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0-for-1 in the game. Gritch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gritch. The throw from Porter and he is safe. Gritch steals second. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Powell strikes out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baylor. Yount reaches second base with a double. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-2 in the game. Money hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yount moves to third. Don Hood now pitching. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yount scores. Money moves to third. It's 5-0, Brewers. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Scott takes first base on ball 4. May moves to second. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-2 in the game. Briggs hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 3 RBIs. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bellinger hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0-for-2 in the game. Coggins hits a fly ball into center field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan strikes out. One out. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0-for-2 in the game. Coluccio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-2 in the game. Blair takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Blair moves to second. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grich hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Blair moves to third. One out. Kevin Coble now pitching. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Porter and he is safe. Davis steals second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Powell strikes out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Baylor takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blair scores. Davis scores. Baylor moves to third. It's 5-2, Brewers. Tom Murphy now pitching. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Baylor scores. It's 5-3, Brewers. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to second. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bellinger hits a fly ball into center field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Orioles 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Money hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. May hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0-for-3 in the game. Coggins is called out on strikes. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Blair strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davis bunts towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Orioles 3. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-3 in the game. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 3 RBIs. Porter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Baylor hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Orioles 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Bobby Mitchell pinch hits for Mike Hegan. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hood fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0 for 3 in the game. Coluccio hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson strikes out. One out. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Williams strikes out. 2 outs. Elrod Hendricks pinch hits for Mark Bellinger. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hendricks for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 5, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.